Common podcast confusions cleared up on today's episode number 117 of School of Podcasting's Morning Announcement.
It's the School of Podcasting's Morning Announcements. Here's Dave Jackson.
All right, welcome to the School of Podcasting's Morning Announcements. I am Dave Jackson, your personal podcast coach. And on today's show, we're going to be talking about some of the common stumbling blocks of podcasters. But before we get to that, let me tell you how you can contact me. It's very easy. You can call in any comments you have at 888-563-3228, or you can email me at dave@schoolofpodcasting.com. Our website is schoolofpodcasting.com, and our show notes, everything we talk about, you can see at shownotes.schoolofpodcasting.com. So I was in one of our, every week at the School of Podcasting, we have a webinar where they're free form. It's basically people dial in and they can kind of peer over my shoulder so they can, I can draw diagrams, I can use software, things like that. And somebody asked a question. I thought, you know, I don't believe I've ever talked about this in the show. And it's a fairly common hurdle that podcasters, especially new podcasters, can get stuck on. Now, if you've been podcasting for a couple years, you're probably going to skip this episode. But if you want to hang around, you can. And that is the fact that there are two titles to your podcast, okay, or used in podcasting. One is the name of your show. That is the name of the podcast. And then you have one that is the name of the episode. So you have podcast and you have episodes. And you could look at a show like Friends. All right, the name of the show is Friends. All right, but yet each episode had their own title. Like, what was her name? Not Phoebe. And not Matthew and what's her name? They got married. Oh, that's going to drive me nuts now. Monica and Chandler. Thank you very much. Okay, Monica and Chandler got married. That might be the title of an episode. So you have a podcast title. You have an episode title. So you have different, and you have tags. You have iTunes tags that you put into your feed, whether you're using Feedburner or PodPress, that have a picture for that shows up in iTunes. You have a description that shows up in iTunes. Things of that nature. You have categories that show up in iTunes. And when it comes to categories in iTunes, that's for, in the same way that Friends wasn't a comedy one week, a drama the next, and a whodunit the following week, it was a comedy. So categories aren't going to change. And likewise, the description for that show isn't going to change. It was, six people living in New York, blah, blah, blah. So what happened this week is we had somebody who said, hey, my album art is not coming down in iTunes. And we kind of verified, and it was there for the show. But when I downloaded the podcast, there was no album art in the episode. So just putting album art for iTunes will not automatically have it show up in your episode. Every show has its own set of what are called ID3 tags. We've talked about these on previous shows. But it's information for people that either listen to it on their computer or listen to it on a portable device like an iPod or a Zune. And so those can be kind of confusing. Okay? And so you do have to ID3 tag, and you want to be consistent with those and put in your album art for each episode. Now, some podcasts, like Adam Curry's Daily Source Code, he has a different piece of album art in each episode every day. I do a podcast called Building a Better Dave over at betterdave.com. That has a different piece of album art in every episode. Some people like to do that because if you're listening to it in, say, iTunes, that album art comes up. And some people actually click on the title to see what the album art is and then decide if they want to listen to it, which is kind of weird, but that's what I've been told. You don't need to have different album art for every episode, but realize there is show and then there is episode information. So that's one thing that people occasionally will get stuck on. They get you don't realize that there is two different sets of information, two different sets of tags. Hi, this is Dave Jackson, and like a well-oiled machine, your body is the perfect engine. However, if you put the wrong food into it over a long period of time, you're going to face significant consequences. I know because I have. Are you like me? You're just too busy to exercise, just too much life in the way? Maybe you're thinking about buying that new latest diet pill that's supposed to erase, block, and dissolve fat and make you thin in just a few days. Order now! Look, it's time to face facts. There is no pill that works in a healthy way with long-term benefits. It's up to you. I'm going to lose 25 pounds, and I'm going to show you how. You can watch and listen to me on the Logical Weight Loss Podcast at logicalloss.com. If I can do it, so can you. Live right, lose weight, live long. It's really that simple. Logical Weight Loss Podcast at logicalloss.com. Come on, you can do it. All right, you know that New Year's resolution is right around the corner. The second thing that people get hung up on is RSS. It's RSS. So we're going to start, if you're somewhere where you can draw a box. That box is WordPress. How do you make an RSS feed? 99.9% of the people use a WordPress blog. You can buy software that'll make an RSS feed, but why not do your show notes and update your RSS at the same time? So they use WordPress. Now, what happens then? Let's say we use FeedBurner. So you go to FeedBurner and you say, here is my RSS feed, which is typically at the bottom. If you ever wonder where is my RSS feed, go into WordPress, switch back to the default template, and it'll be at the bottom of the page. And then right-click on that, copy the link, and write that down somewhere. You need to know that. But you can put that into FeedBurner, and then, and FeedBurner is kind of fun. You can count your subscribers, and if you want, you can do things to monetize your podcast, things like that. You don't have to use FeedBurner, but it is handy, especially if someday in the future you want to switch to a new host, move your blog to a new host. Your listener never knows that you changed because they've subscribed to FeedBurner. Now, what most people do then is they take their FeedBurner. So FeedBurner is pointing at WordPress. So when you update WordPress, you update FeedBurner because FeedBurner is looking at WordPress. And so what most people do then is they'll list their podcast in iTunes. So now iTunes is looking at FeedBurner and FeedBurner is looking at WordPress. So when you update your WordPress, you're updating your iTunes. Why? Because iTunes is looking at FeedBurner and FeedBurner is looking at WordPress. Now, you say, but wait a minute, I'm using Libsyn at uselibsyn.com. How does iTunes know that I'm using Libsyn? Well, I talk with my hands. It's a real problem with that. You keep hitting the microphone. It's, you know, Italian podcasters have a problem with that. I should be Italian. I have black hair. Okay, and that's called a tangent. Let's get back to the topic, shall we? Okay, so I'm using Libsyn. I'm using DreamHost. I'm using Mega Monster hosting people. How does iTunes know where the MP3 is? Well, when you go into WordPress, which is where we started, you say, here's my show notes, blah, 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 blah. And in that blog in WordPress, which is free, you can go in and say, and here's where my MP3 file is. And that then updates the RSS portion, the XML file, if we want to get super geeky. And so what happens then? iTunes. You start up iTunes and it says, hey, does Dave have any new episodes out? And it says, I don't know, ask FeedBurner. FeedBurner says, well, hold on a second, I'll ask WordPress. Hey, WordPress, hey, look, you've got two new episodes since the last time I started iTunes. Can you tell me where the MP3 files are? And WordPress goes, as a matter of fact, I have that information right here. They're over there. And it then says, oh, let me pass that information along to FeedBurner. And FeedBurner goes to iTunes and says, oh, here's where the MP3 files are. And iTunes goes, hey, I'm downloading those. RSS is the tricky thing. It's just a big handshake. And if you didn't use iTunes, you would simply put your RSS feed, the one that's at the bottom of the page, when you have the WordPress default, you could put that into iTunes. When iTunes would start up, it'd say, "Hey, WordPress, got any new episodes out?" And it would say, "As a matter of fact, you haven't started up iTunes in a while. I've got 3 new episodes." And iTunes would go, "Well, where's the MP3 files?" And WordPress would go, "Oh, they're right over here." And iTunes would go, "Can you, I'm going to download those." Great, awesome. It's all automatic. Because in reality, all you do is I spend the weekends typically out of town. And when I come home and I fire up my iTunes, I get like 10 downloads. Because in that time, I haven't started iTunes and people have been putting out podcasts. So those are the two things that people get confused about. Hopefully, I helped clear that up a little bit. If you have any questions, feel free to call in 888-563-3228. Or you can email me, dave@schoolofpodcasting.com. And don't forget that now it's right around the corner, Christmas. You can get 25% off your membership fee at the School of Podcasting using the coupon code SANTA. And keep in mind that you can really try the School of Podcasting risk-free for 30 days. So if you're like, if you're just starting podcasting, think about that. We have an hour webinar every week. And you can just talk to me and I'll show you things. We'll get you going up and running quickly in the right direction. I really love our webinars. And if you're not attending those, if you're a member of the School of Podcasting, let me know, you know, why you're not attending. Maybe you're good to go. That's fine. But if you need another time, usually they're kind of based on Eastern Standard Time. I need to have one late in the evening for our West Coast people and things like that. So, hey, thanks for listening. I'm going to take this time to wish everyone a Merry Christmas, a Happy Hanukkah, a Happy Kwanzaa, and everything else that's going on in the world. For me, it's Merry Christmas, and that works for me. But hope that everyone is safe, everyone is warm for those on the East Coast, and I will not be putting out a show next week. Be taking a week off just to kind of rest from all the holidays and get ready for the new year. But if you're thinking of starting a podcast in the new year, check out theschoolofpodcasting.com. And until we meet again next week, don't be tardy. And class dismissed.